and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players pop and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby's gone at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. Now the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period.
And we are live for another edition of Board Check. This is Impact Media's weekly dive into the world of the NHL and Atlanta Gladiators here locally. A lot of times we will talk some Carolina. There are some Carolina notes. There are some Nashville notes as well. We talk about those because those, of course, would be our local teams here. You guys know that. If you're new to the show, I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Hockey is one of my favorite sports, and it has been for a long, long time. If you are so inclined to provide the daddy sodas, I will spend the afternoon talking about Atlanta Thrashers with you. Beyond that, we're going to talk about everything we can hockey. And this will probably be the last episode, regular episode for a little while, probably until late September-ish, you know, right before the season starts. Just wanted to hit a lot of the free agency moves and trades and some Gladiator news and notes at the moment. As important news breaks, we'll do shows here and there. They'll kind of be sporadic between here and there, but as far as this being a regular show, even though you could argue it hasn't been a regular show here lately, this will be the last board check, technically, of this season. Like I said, we'll have some kind of mini ones in between. Maybe we'll throw some videos up or something like that. But it's been a fun season. Congratulations once again to the Colorado Avalanche. We talked about that last episode. Beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, who had won the previous two. So, good for them on that. Now, as I said, I'm going to start with the Gladiator notes. I'm going to finish up with the NHL stuff. Sound good? Well, before I do that, if you would like to follow the show, this is the only show that has its own Twitter account. Yep, it's because it was the first show I started when I started up Impact Media. A little news and note there. Fun trivia question that I'm sure doesn't mean much to most people at your bar. At BoardCheck, will find us on Twitter. Of course, at Team Impact Media or at the Impact 99, we'll find either the show. It'll also be posted there, and at the Impact 99, we'll find me on any social media, practically. I believe it's TikTok, Triller, Twitter, and Instagram as far as that. You can search for us on Facebook, either Impact Media, Board Check, Strong Style, That Sports Show. You can look up me, Jeremy York, any of that will find us. If you want to send any of the shows an email, 3endzone@gmail.com. And of course, be sure to, wherever you get this particular podcast, if you get it in podcast form, that you go leave a rating, review, question, comment, suggestion. It helps the show, which in turn helps you because we can keep this content free. I don't want to charge you for guys this. I don't want to charge you for this. I want you guys to be able to enjoy it and not worry about how much it costs. My gift to you. Now, as I said, let's get into some Atlanta Gladiator notes. There are three or four notable things going on with our team up there in Duluth. First off, $5 Wednesdays will be back this season. That is $5 tickets to, I think it's almost all, if not all, Wednesday home games. That is a great deal if you find yourself with the time to be up there. Their website, AtlantaGladiators.com, has way more information. But $5 Wednesdays are a pretty sweet deal for sure. Although tickets aren't that bad anyway. Like, $20 gets you in the game or less. But $5 Wednesday is a fantastic deal. Yeah, wait. I mean, it's a good time. If you're not doing anything, it's a good time to take the family. Take your friends out. It's a great time. It's one of the best tickets in town, the Atlanta Gladiators. Other notes. They have signed forward Cody Sylvester, who played with the team last year. Cody, in 62 games, had 56 points with 26 goals and 30 assists and was one of the locker room and team leaders. It will be great having Cody Sylvester, who is a big-time hockey veteran, in back on the ice for us. I see him kind of taking over a role of someone I will talk about here in the not-so-distant future. But good to have Cody back. Yeah, I know my nephews enjoyed watching him play. He was one of the ones that they said they liked. Maybe we'll get a chance to see him this year. They also signed, technically re-signed, forward Eric Neely. Neely, in 48 games last year, he's played with the team for a couple years, in 48 games last year, had 30 points, 20 of which were goals, 13 were assists. He is a definite stalwart in the effort that led to one of the better seasons in Atlanta Gladiator history last season. And then I would be remiss if I do not mention that, oh, captain, my captain, your captain as well, Derek Nesbitt retires. He calls it a season. Derek's played for many years. I may have mentioned this last week, but I just got to mention it again. He's had two stints with the Gladiators. He had an earlier stint, went and won a cup elsewhere, and then came back. And his overall play and leadership, and especially in the community, he loves the Atlanta area, leads a lot of kid-based training programs, and just truly loves the game and loves giving back. And we wish him the best. I feel like he's going to end up in the organization somewhere. I think maybe as a coach, but he could be anywhere. He might be in the front office. He might be helping the officer. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know there is a good chance that he could be doing some good stuff. So we look forward to it. Hopefully get a chance to see him sometime this year. I know there is a Derek Nesbitt night somewhere in November, I believe. But once again, to the captain, the forever captain. He's already in the rafters, folks. To the forever captain, Derek Nesbitt, we salute you, and good luck. Good luck going forward and your future endeavors. Kind of ECHL note. Kind of tied to the Gladiators because there's some weirdness. We've talked about a little on the show. There will be a new ECHL team in Athens at the Classic Center Arena, which will be built or completed in 2023. That is next year. A lot of people have rumored that the Gladiators could potentially move up there. From what I'm hearing, this is going to be a new team. And it's not uncommon, especially in the minor leagues, to have teams within an hour or so of each other. At this juncture, they would be maybe about 30 minutes apart. But it's not out of the realm to do that, because you could also say the Savannah Ghost Pirates that will be kicking off this season. Savannah is not that far from Atlanta. It's about 4 hours. So, at the current moment, that just means we're going to get a new ECHL team. They have no affiliations, no names, no things like that. I feel like as this season progresses, we will find out more information about them. Gladiator fans, do not panic. As I said, as far as I know, this is a new team. This will not be the Gladiators moving up there. So until we start to see things, but the good news is we will start to see things like team announcements, team names, when they come up with logos and colors, when they come up with that stuff, it pretty much will tell you this is a new team. This is not our Gladiators moving. Now, before we get into the NHL news, because there is a lot of moving parts and moving players, let's hear a short message from our friends at betonline.net. This is Jeremy the Impact York from Board Check, That Sports Show, and Strong Style. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we're back. Remember, our friends at BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting and wagering. For they've got the stats, they've got the articles, they do a lot of the research for you. On top of, they've got podcasts and other forms of entertainment that you should definitely check out. We definitely appreciate their support here on Board Check, and we appreciate your support of them at BetOnline.net. Now let's get into the NHL. It's gonna be a lot of moving parts here. All right, I'm just gonna go line by line. Let's start with things that have happened since the end of the season. The Detroit Red Wings have named Derek Lalonde as their new head coach. He got Coach of the Year a couple years ago when with the Toledo Walleye. He did a great job with them. Detroit really likes him. He has been in the pipeline, so to say. So promoting from within, I'm a big fan of that, especially when you have qualified candidates, and Derek is definitely qualified. So we will see, because Detroit has just been, they have been bottom dwellers for a long, long time. And I know when I was getting into hockey, the days of Sergei Fedorov and Steve Yzerman and others are long gone. And they have been trying to put it back together, and they just haven't seemed to be able to do that. They've got some big stars, Larkin and some of those guys that are big stars. They've got to put some people around them. And having Derek Lalonde lead, we will see if he's able to put it together for them. The Boston Bruins, there's going to be a lot of hirings. The Boston Bruins have hired Jim Montgomery as their new head coach. He has had stints with the Dallas Stars, where he was an interim for about 30 games or so, something like that. The St. Louis Blues as the assistant coach, I believe. And he more famously led the University of Denver as their coach to a couple Frozen Fours, which in college are the Final Four of the collegiate tournament. And he spent his collegiate time at the University of Maine, where he was an outstanding player as well. Jim Montgomery is a Boston-style guy. I think he's going to do a lot of good things for the Bruins. You never know with good hires. You always want them to kind of work out. I think between Derek and Jim, they have the potential to see things through, and hopefully they get the opportunity to do so. Not to be outdone, the Washington Capitals hired Emily Engel-Notzke. She has a long pedigree of doing things within the league. And she is the NHL video coordinator coach for the Washington Capitals, and that makes her the first full-time female coach in the NHL. So congratulations to Emily. I find it refreshing. I find it exciting that opportunities are given to qualified candidates, no matter of their race, gender, cultural background, anything like that. I am very much a proponent of fair opportunity. Very much so. So congratulations to Emily Engel-Notzke on that. Florida has hired Paul Maurice to replace Andrew Brunette. Now, this one's kind of bizarre, because Andrew Brunette took over as the interim midseason and helped spin everything around for the Panthers for their best regular season in franchise history. He replaced Joe Quenneville, who was not getting the job done early on. And it's just kind of bizarre that you see an interim take over. Normally in college football you would see something like this, as I got numerous examples. But he takes over, he leads them to you know, franchise best regular season. And then they get Paul Maurice and decide they don't need him anymore. Maybe it was the early playoff exit, but I don't feel like that was his fault, per se. I don't think that was coaching. I think they tried so hard to be the President's Trophy, the number one team, number one seed. They tried so hard to be the number one seed, which they succeeded in, that I just think they had no gas left in the tank, no energy left once they got to the playoffs, and that was the early exit. And that happens. It happens in a lot of sports. People try for that number one seed so much that even if they get it or don't get it, they're so gassed out that they just don't have the energy. But I feel like Andrew Brunette is going to land somewhere else in the league. I look forward to him landing somewhere in the league. And good for Paul Maurice that he gets a chance to lead a team that picked up a major piece that we will talk about here in a minute. But I want to get all the hirings out of the way first. Last one, the Vancouver Canucks have hired Emily Castangue as the team's first assistant general manager. She is a former player agent. She was the first female NHL PA certified agent in Canada back in 2016. She, as the assistant general manager, she is going to be more on the player personnel side of things, talking about player contracts and scouting. She's more on the player side than the business side. That is going to be a majority of her role, according to the write-up I saw. So congratulations to Emily Castangue. Once again, higher qualified candidates. Doesn't matter what background they come from, anything like that. You should hire the quality candidates. Let's see. Yeah, let's go to the trade first. I talked about Florida. The Florida Panthers have added Matthew Tkachuk. And all it cost them was Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Winger. I would argue that's a good trade for both teams. That is a straight up flip for flip. Matthew Tkachuk wanted out of Calgary. And I don't think Huberdeau or Winger technically wanted out of Florida, but I think the change of scenery is going to really help them. And Huberdeau will basically take over Tkachuk's role there, and then having Mackenzie Winger is just going to be a bonus for Calgary. I think this is a great trade. Like I said, Tkachuk wanted to play somewhere other than Calgary, and he gets his chance with South Florida. The Toronto Maple Leafs, after trading away goaltender Peter Mrazek to Chicago, and I will talk about that in a minute, they have signed Samsonov to be their new goalie and Cal Yarncrook, the old Predator that has played a couple other places. But they have signed them to try to bolster their roster. Their early playoff exit in round one, again, it's just like a curse on the franchise. I know this. I'm a Maple Leafs fan. You guys know that. Them and the Golden Knights. They've got to do something different. Goaltending has always been an issue. They've had some quality people. They've just never had that guy to just put the team on their back and stand on their head. And that's, you can look no further than the Stanley Cup Finals matchup there with those two. Do that every year. That's why those teams do so well. So we'll see if the Maple Leafs getting Samsonov and Yarncrook. I don't think they have anybody in the pipeline that could step up and take those spots, so we will see what happens there. But hey, Toronto's making moves. They're giving it a shot, and we'll see what happens. Forgot. Matthew Tkachuk did sign a 8-year contract with Florida as per part of the deal, so he plans to be there for a while. Even though that is not technically his vote, because I don't think he has a no-trade clause, they could trade him if things go south, or if they get a good deal. The Chicago Blackhawks, who are a just terminal mess, just knee-deep in scandal and bad play on the ice, lack of star power, all kinds of stuff. Legends retiring. They need to do something. They're trying to flip the script, and the way they are going to try to flip the script is by adding people like Peter Mrazek from Toronto. They got Max Domi from Carolina, even though that was a 19-game rental, basically. They got Colin Blackwell, and they've added a bunch of others, and I kind of like it. I want to see, you know, on this show a lot of times, I talk about the Good to Great book, and I think it's Great to Better or whatever is the other one. In the first one, Good to Great is about getting the right people on the bus. And I think that's what Chicago's in the middle of doing. Now, once you get them on the bus, the second part of it, which is the second book, The Great to Better or whatever, I forgot what it's called. But it's once you have the right people on the bus, it's getting them in the right positions, in the right seats, so that you can fully succeed, you know? Somebody who's good with computers, you may not want in your mailroom, but somebody who's good in your mailroom, maybe you don't want them heading up security. That's not their strength. Sometimes you can make it work, but you want people to be able to fulfill what their strengths are through their positions. You guys know that. You know, if you're good at sales, then you probably don't want to be stocking parts. If you're, you know, if you're good at stocking parts, maybe you're not into sales. Maybe you are good at it. Who knows? But right now, they are trying to get enough people on the bus, then they can start moving the pieces around, and maybe they're kind of doing a little bit of both. Still keep letting people on the bus while trying to assign seats and get them in the right places. But I hope Chicago turns around. I've got a lot of my wife's family is up in Chicago, and they are big, big Wolves and Blackhawks fans. And I'd love them to be happy about their hockey team. They have not been happy about their hockey team for a little while. So shout out to all of them up there and all the Blackhawks fans out there. I know a bunch of you guys. Hopefully they're going to turn around soon, because I remember when they were great. The Columbus Blue Jackets have signed Johnny Gaudreau, and he is going to be paired up with Patrick Laine, who also signed a big contract, big extension. The Blue Jackets, in getting Patrick Laine, that was one key piece there, but being able to pair him up with Johnny Gaudreau, that is a thunder and lightning combo, lack of a better term there. That is a great 1-2 punch that is going to be pretty hard for people to have to deal with. Now, they've got other pieces. I would be interested to see who they pair up with him, but they've got about a month to figure that out. But just for Columbus, I think it's a good signing. And last but not least, the Carolina Hurricanes trade for Brent Burns. Yep, my spirit animal and who I want to be when I grow up. And Max Pacioretty, who is going to add that veteran presence along with all the scoring. And that's two great pickups. I had a friend of the show and good friend of mine who is a big Brent Burns fan like I am. And he says, hey, I know free agency is going to start. I know trades are going to start soon. Can you give me an update as soon as you hear anything about Burns? He said, it would be nice if he ended up in Nashville or Carolina. This guy lives around here too. And I said, yeah, that would be a good pickup for either. I said, he's probably a better fit culturally with Nashville, but Carolina could use him on their blue line. And about 3 hours later, I texted him back and said, Brent Burns is a Carolina Hurricane. And this guy was ecstatic. So, Charlotte, you're going to be getting, or Raleigh, actually. Raleigh, you're going to be getting a good handful of people from this area come up your way to watch games. And Brent Burns is a heck of a pickup. He is going to bring the veteran leadership we talk about. He is the experience. He can score points. He can lead plays when he needs to. And he can be a bruiser. And that is something that Carolina has needed a little bit, that guy on the back end. They're a very finesse team. They need a little bit of punch on the back end of things, and Brent Burns actually does that. Max Pacioretty, big experience, not afraid to be physical as well. He could be that missing piece they've needed to tie everything together. So we'll see what happens. It'd be really great if Carolina was able to put it together. They almost did last year. So We'll see how that all goes. But lastly, before we get out of here on this week's board check, as I said, this will probably be the last one for a little while, the last scheduled one. There may be a sporadic one here or there. Just kind of stay tuned as things happen. I can't say I'm not going to do a show and then, you know, all of a sudden a major trade drops or they make a big announcement about the Winter Classic or things like that. Speaking of which, I think this is a regular season game. There are two. October 7th and 8th in the O2 Arena in the Czech Republic. Both these games at 2 p.m. Do not know what network they are on yet. NHL Network probably, could be other places. Might find them Amazon, YouTube. Just kind of check around. I'll let you know as it gets closer. The San Jose Sharks are going to face the Nashville Predators in the Czech Republic to kick off the season. I think this is spectacular. I love when the game expands like this. We all know there's a hockey market in the Czech Republic because they are always in the Olympics and always doing well. Hockey is a global sport. You know, they may not play so much in warmer climate places, but sometimes they do. Playing over the Czech Republic is going to be fantastic. Especially Sharks and the Predators. Those are two teams in very similar spots. Those are going to be very competitive games. It'll be interesting to see the Sharks without Burns and Nashville with their new pieces as well. Once again, October 7th and 8th, 2 p.m. Let's see, we got a calendar in front of us here, the 7th and 8th. Can we get to October? October. We're in July, that is August. That is September. October 7th and 8th is a Friday and a Saturday. All right, there you go. Friday night, or a Friday afternoon and a Saturday afternoon as well. Those should be fun. You can split screen that with your college football. Or if you're like me, you can put the college football on the side and watch this game. And then also, the actual regular season kicks off on the 11th. We'll see if that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's a Tuesday. Then October the 11th, the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be in New York to take on the Rangers at 7:30. I believe that is a major network game. I have not seen which network yet. Same on this because it's a doubleheader. The Vegas Golden Knights are going to go to L.A. to take on the Kings at 10. And that is your opening puck drop season doubleheader. Lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun stuff. Like I said, as there's more signings for the Gladiators, as there's more big trades and big signings, we'll just sporadically appear and do shows. And until then, appreciate you guys tuning in to another great edition of Board Check. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys down the road. Deuces, gooses. Go watch hockey.